Aleishu, Chelek Beis, Tav Yud Gimel. The 12th chapter is entitled Chodesh HaRachamim, the month of compassion. Zeh yom techilas ma'asecha zikaroin liyom rishain. We say this in the Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah. This is the day, the beginning of your handiwork. And it is Rosh Hashanah is a memorial, a remembrance of that first day. The author says Rosh Hashanah yom b'riyasa adam. It's the day when man was created. It commemorates that day. And therefore, that is the property, the special property of the day. It's a day in which every individual can become a new creation. Because this is a day which originally was a day when Adam was created, therefore, every year, that day is a day in which a person can recreate himself. On the day when man was created, Hashem's kingship of the world is created. Ki ein melech b'lei am. He cannot be truly a king without subjects. Hevei omer, we derive from this, shnei inyanim yeshnam b'Rosh Hashanah hadorshim hachana meruba. There are two concepts that apply on Rosh Hashanah that require much preparation. Hischadshus ha'adam v'hischadshus malchus shamayim. The renewal of the individual and the renewal of God's reign. Tzemichas ha'adam v'inyan ha'ilam. So again, the author here uses two terms that we've seen many, many times. Tzemichas ha'adam, tzemicha connotes organic growth, imperceptible, flourishing, v'inyan ha'ilam, the structured building, construction of the world. Zoi avodasenu b'chodesh Elul. That's the avodah during the month of Elul. Umitztaref alehim inyan shelishi, a third concept, joins them, teshuva. Sherei hayamim ha'noraim yamei teshuvaim, because yamim noraim are days of teshuva. Niyached bazes devarinu al inyan harishon. So here we're going to first of all deal with the first concept, hischadshus ha'adam, the renewal of the individual, lekayem, to fulfill what the Midrash says, vayikra rabba perik chavtes, chadshu ma'aseichem b'chodesh ha'shevi'i, renew your deeds in the seventh month, the month of Tishrei. Paragraph Aleph, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches. B'Rosh Hashanah kol ba'ei ha'olam oivrim lefanav kivnei marin. So on Rosh Hashanah, all inhabitants of the world pass before HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivnei marin. My kivnei marin, that is an unusual expression. What does it mean? Hacha targimus, here in Bavel they explain kivnei imarna, marin imarna, sheep. Rashi explains kevasim shemoinin oisam leasran, sheep that are being counted for the purpose of separating every tenth one from Aser. V'yotzin ze'achaze befesach katan, so they are let out of a narrow opening. She'en yicholin lases kechad, they can't emerge more than one at a time. Reish Lakish omar kema'alois beis maroin, so according to Reish Lakish it's a place. Beis maroin was a place. And Rashi explains haderech katzai, it was a place where there was a very narrow path. Ve'en shenayim yicholin leilech ze betzad ze. It was so narrow that you couldn't have two people walking next to one another. Shehemek amoik mishnetzi derderch. There's a very steep decline off the path, so they had to walk single file. Rav Yehuda amar Shemuel kecheilois shel beis David. So Rashi explains kivnei maroin here, kivnei cheilois shel melech, means like the soldiers of the king. Maroin here, according to Rav Yehuda amar Shemuel, leshon marus ve'adnus, connotes dominion, kingship. When the soldiers went out, this is how they would be counted. They would walk past single file, would be counted. Says the author, we have three wonderful images to understand this term. The message is clear. Bedin oimed ha'adam lifnei baroi legamri levad bivdidus muchletes. When it comes to judgment, the individual stands before his creator completely alone, in total isolation, in solitude, in loneliness. He has no advocates on his behalf, no witnesses to come and testify on his behalf. Ki, as Chazal put it, hu hadayan, hu ho'ed, hu bal din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the judge, he's the witness, he's everything. The individual has nobody on whom to attribute his mistakes. He can't be megalgel es chove. You can't blame other people, nobody to be blamed for his failures. When he stands in front of his creator for judgment, it's as if nobody else in the world exists other than he. He alone is responsible, accountable for everything that he did, everything that he did not do. ונתאר לעצמנו, let's imagine to ourselves, כשאדם בא לדין ושואלים עושה, למה עשה כך וכך? A person will come to judgment, and he's asked, why did you do this and that? והוא יענה שהוא עשה סתם כך, because, like we say in English. ואם ישאלו הלאה, יענה שכולם עשו, and if they press him further, say, oh, everyone did the same thing. ולכן גם הוא עושה, he did the same. ואם ישאלו הלאה, מה אתה חשבת? If they ask him further, well, what did you think? הוא יענה שלא חשב כלום, he didn't think. He just did what everything everyone else did. ואם ישאלו על מצוויס שעשה מה הישה כוונה עשוי בהן, if they ask him about מצוויס that he did do, what was his כוונה? הוא יגיד שוב שעשה סתם. ואם ישאלו שוב מה ראה על ככה לעשות כל המצוויס שעשה, why did he do all these מצוויס בכלל? והוא יגיד שהציציס ילביש אלו אמוי ביוסי הקטן. From earliest age that he remembers, he was given ציציס and it became second nature. והברכויס לימדו בחדר, in חדר he learned the ברכויס והתפילין קנה לו אביו, when he became bar mitzvah, his father bought him תפילין, וגם ללמוד תורה של אחוי אביו. It was all just part of growing up. ואם ישאלו א', he's asked further, אבל אתה מה חשבת? Where were you in this whole picture? והוא יענה שוב, סתם. Because, you know, just went with the stream. איך סתם אדם זה יעמוד בדין? How can such a סתם אדם stand in judgment? היה איפה עצמי הוא סוי? Where is his own self? ואם תאמר, if you still object, מי אומר שאני חייב להיות יחידי? Who says I have to be unique? וכי לא יספיק להיות סתם אדם? Is it not enough to be a סתם אדם? One of the masses. בואי בערך המשנה מפורשת בפרק ד' סנדין. I want to show you an explicit משנה. We all know this. Mishnah, lefichach nivra Adam yechidi. Unlike all the other creatures that were created in herds or schools, Adam was created alone as an individual. Lelamedcha shekol ha-me'abed nefesh achas mi-Yisrael ma'aleh lav kasuv kilu ibed oylam molei. To teach us a particular teaching that anyone who destroys or causes the destruction of one Jewish soul is as if he destroyed an entire world. וכל המקיים נפש אחת מישראל, anyone who saves one Jewish soul, זה מעלה עליו כסוף כאילו קיים עולם מלא. It's as if he fulfilled an entire world, furthermore, ולהגיד גדולתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. It is also in order to relate to us, הקדוש ברוך הוא's greatness, שאדם תובע כמה מטבעות בחוי סם אחד, when human beings manufacture coins and there's one die, one machine, כולם דומים זה לזה. The coins are virtually identical one to another. ומלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא טבע כל אדם וכי סמוי של אדם הראשון. He manufactures, in inverted commas, every individual in the same mold as אדם הראשון, ואין אחד מלך עבורי. And yet, each one comes out unique. לפיכך, the Mishnah concludes, חייב כל אחד ואחד לומר, בשבילי נברא העולם. An individual is obligated to say, the world was created for me. The author explains, הרי אדם הראשון נברא יחידי. He was created alone and unique. וייחודיוס זוהי נחלת כל בני העולם. That uniqueness is passed on to all his descendants. It's something that's inherited by every individual. אדם המעלה סעניין ייחודיוסו על דעתו. A person who contemplates his uniqueness צריך להזדעזע. It should actually shake him. He should tremble. הרי מכל בני העולם החיים עכשיו אין אף אחד דומה לו. Of all people alive today, none is identical to him. מכל בני העולם שחיים אדם הראשון עד היום הזה, לא היה אחד שידום אלו. From all human beings who have lived, from the time of Adam הראשון till today, none was identical to him. ועד סוף כל הדורות לא יהיה אף אחד הידום אלוי. And until the end of all generations, there will be none who will be identical to him. באוי סרקב, with the same combination of כויחויס, תכונויס, סגולויס, מעלויס וחסונויס, no individual will have the same combination that he does of abilities and shortcomings and capabilities and various parts of the personality. לפיכך כל אדם הוא יחידי. Each individual is unique. עד שהוא חייב לומר, חזל, don't mince words. The person is obligated to say, בשבילי נברא העולם. The world is created for my sake. ונלך הלאה. Let's go further. בשעה שיפיל נמריד הרשע את אברהם אבינו לסך כבשן האש. This is the Gemara in Pesachim, דף קוף יתחס. When נמריד threw Avraham into the furnace. Omar Gavriel lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach Gavriel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribonei Shel Olam, Ered Ve'atzanen Ve'atzilas HaTzadik Mikivshan Ha'esh. Gavriel volunteered to go down and cool the fire and save Avraham from the Kivshan. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, thanks, but no thanks. Ani Yachid Bo'ilami Ve'u Yachid Bo'ilami. I am unique and he is unique. No'el Ha'yachid Le'atzilas Yachid. It's appropriate that the unique one save the unique one. Without question, Abraham was a unique individual. He was the one who toiled to reach real emuna. He battled everyone. He suffered horribly for his troubles. He withstood awesome difficulties and challenges. Eventually he succeeded and he turned around his generation. As Rashi puts it in Chayei Sarah from Bereshis Rabba Perek Nuntes, Hikri Shmo Yisbarach Befi Kol Buya. People started calling in the name of Hashem. V'hinei Hagoyin Rav Chaim Evolozhin Hishish Banu Yesed. Rav Chaim Evolozhin, in his commentary to Perkei Avos, Ruach Chaim, on Perkei Avos Perkei, he makes this point which authors mentioned before. Ki hadevarim Avraham Avinu Alav Hashalom Yaga V'torach Ben. Those things that Avraham had to toil and conquer and achieve, mutba'im beteva bevanav acharav. They already are second nature to his progeny. He had to acquire them, but once he acquired these things, then to his children, it's beteva. He explains why we make so much of the akedah when we see throughout the generations that so many Jews had to give up their own lives, the lives of the children. And he says that's because Avraham Avinu acquired that. Once he acquired it, once he withstood the terrible ordeal of the Akedah, mainly his progeny after him had this segula of being Mekadesh Hashem. And similarly with other Nisinis. Ilazes, therefore, says the author, Kol Yehudi Ba'asher Husham, every Jew, Hutba Biskulazi Elias Yechid Balamu, we all have this as a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. We have this property of being unique. Just like Avraham was completely unique, we're going to discuss this in the practical part of this ma'amar. Come and see the exaltedness of this level of being unique. Before the battle between Yaakov Avinu and that mysterious being, the Sar Shel Esav, Kasuv, Vayivater Yaakov Levadoi. The Pasuk says Yaakov remained alone. It makes the point. V'chazal Avinu ki ein ze sipur dvarim be'alma. Chazal says there's no stam kacha filling in the details. The Torah, there was a little bit of spare ink. So Moshe Rabin wrote in a little bit of a detail. Yaakov remained alone. It's not like that, not at all. Rabbi Berechia b'shem Rabbi Simon omar, ein ko'el, none is like Hashem. Umi ko'el, yeshurun, yesoel saba. Yisrael Saba, meaning Yaakov Avinu, is somewhat like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kasuv Boi V'Nisgav Hashem Levadoi. I think it's a pasuk in Yishayahu. It says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on that day, Leosir Lavoi, V'Nisgav Hashem Levadoi. Hashem alone will be exalted. Af Yaakov, V'Yatei Yaakov Levadoi. Chazal are pointing out in Bereshis Rabba Perek Ayin Zayin that there's a midah called Levadoi. It's not stam a detail. It's a midah that's called Levadoi, and Yaakov Avinu attained that. Levadoi, zoi hizgalusei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehasir lavoi, kishizgal yichudei Yisbach lenei kol ba'i olam. This is the revelation of Hashem in the future when His uniqueness will be revealed to all inhabitants of the world. Ul hasaga zo yigia Yaakov Avinu alav shalom. Yaakov Avinu achieved this perception of this oneness of Hashem. Uv koicha ne'evak im ha-malach. It's with that strength, of that perception, that he managed to defeat the malach, v'yuchal lo, he managed to defeat him, to overcome him. Admoir Meva'er v'ma'amar gadol. Rabbi Yerucham had a lengthy essay where he explained, Kizoi ma'alas ben yeshival. This is truly the ma'ala of that, the ideal ben yeshival, yes, levadoi. And we quote here, Mahusah umtziusah shel dargazoi. The essence, the reality of this level is yechidi. Mibelish yitzterech lichlum. He doesn't need anything. Mibelish yitalui b'mishu, not be independent. Yachil legamri levadoi, completely unique by himself. Umishu b'midah zoi, be'oisah shah, at that time, ein shum davar kayem badu b'chol emoya kula. Nothing exists in the whole b'riah. Hareu yachil atzmo, he exists alone. The Kuzari says, ve'lo yeh mishtomem b'chidus u'bividus. We're not talking about becoming a hermit. We're not talking about physically living in isolation. Aval em tzivtoi, he has companionship. However, v'yishtomem b'mloyam. The person can find himself, can be Yishtengmem, he can be alone, bimloi am. Even though there's much going on around him, there's much, many people. Mipne shedne edar mimenu inyanei ha'olam ha'shafel. He's not involved in these inyanim, v'nisvasef imo ir'iyas malchus shamayim. He has a vision of malchus shamayim. That's a kuzari in Tchilas Mamar Gimel. Onwards in history, Mehavois HaKedoshim from Avraham and Yaakov, who exemplified this uniqueness, this oneness, Lematan Tira. Haramban Kosev al Anuichi Hashem Reikecha beYisroi, regarding the first of the Dibrois in Parashas Yisroi, Anuichi Hashem Reikecha, not Eloikechem. The Ramban points out, Venemru, Kol HaDibrois Kulan Bilshon Yechid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to convey the Dibrois in the singular, Hashem Eloikecha, your in the singular. Asher hoitzeisicha took you in the singular out. Veloika shehischilem, and the contrast here is very sharp, because when Hashem began speaking, it was in the plural. Atem re'isem ki min hashamayim dibartim achem. You, in the plural, saw that from heavens I spoke to you. Shamati shmo, it was all in the plural. And then he switches abruptly to the singular. Why? Says the Ramban, ki lehazhir kol yachid mem yanesh al mitzvois. To make them understand that each one of them is accountable as an individual. Kim kol echad yidaber, Hashem spoke to each one of them separately. Ulchol echad yitzavei, He instructed each individual separately. Shelo yachshevu kechei hariv yelech. Don't think that you can just be part of the herd. Vayachid yinatzel imohem. Just part of the herd and you'll be saved like that. Vivar lehem Moishezus hakavana besof haTorah bevashas atem nitzavim. Moishe Rabbeinu explains later on in Atem Nitzavim. That's the Ramban. So the author Hari b'Matan Torah yivin v'hirgish kol echad ki itoy b'miuchad HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaber. At Matan Torah, each one of them sensed and understood that Hashem spoke to him individually. Ki be'emes haTorah inyeno shel kol echad v'echad m'Yisrael b'yichudiyusoy. The Torah is for each individual in his uniqueness. It's given to him. To summarize, Harei me'avinu harishon Adam harishon, from our very first ancestor Adam harishon, mutba b'chol echad m'bnei Adam shu'yechidetz. Like Chazal put it, mutba, it's like matbeis, lashanu matbeis. We are manufactured by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but uniquely. Not like a human being produces coins. Each individual is different. Then Avraham Avinu alav shalom, yirash kol echad m'yisrael haskolad yos yachid bo ilamoy. From Avraham Avinu, each individual Jew gets this property of being yachid bo ilamoy, completely different and alone in his world. Mi'akov Avinu alav shalom, lamadu ma'alas levadoy. From him we learn the ma'ala of levadoy. Umatan Torah yelechol echad v'echad m'Yisrael b'miyuchad. Matan Torah was given an event that applied to each individual Jew. Ha'oid lemishu pischoin peloma kidayu liyostam adam? Does anyone have any room whatsoever now to say that it's enough to be stam? I did it because everyone did it and this is how I was raised. Practically now, paragraph base. Ha'yoytze midvarenu, what emerges from our words, is this. In those moments in Rosh Hashanah, when we have to pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivnei Maroin, in complete isolation, alone, Dershim Hachana Rabah, they require much preparation. How does one become a real individual and not stam, part of the herd? Here are a number of practical illustrations and suggestions regarding this preparation. Number one, Belimud Gapat, Gemara Pirush Rashi Teisafois. So when we're learning, Beshum Oifen Ein L'Ramois Es Atzmoi, under no circumstances may the individual delude himself, L'Chshev Shekavavin, to understand that he has understood when he hasn't understood. This is very common in learning, that well, the whole class, all she is going on, they've understood it, and therefore he goes on, you know, even though he himself is not understood. It just deludes himself that he's understood. Ki havana yichudis neitzra rakim be'emes mevinim be'oifen barur. Unique understanding is formed only if the person truly, clearly understands for himself, not because he's embarrassed because everyone else seems to be understanding, not because the shir is moving on to the next topic. There's real understanding if he himself understands it clearly for himself, without deluding himself. Maniflaim devrei Rashi b'chois davav amud beis. The author says these are wonderful words. These are very shocking and tragic words, I would say. Rashi there is speaking on the statement of the Gemara, Agro defirko rihata. It's a famous Gemara, b'chois davav. Agro defirko rihata. The reward for the shiur is the running. The Gemara there says that really most people receive the reward for walking to the shiur. Not for the Torah that they learned. Why? Rashi explains, Rubam einam mevinim. The majority of those people at the shiur do not understand what they learned. להעמיד גרסה ולמה שמועה מפי רבן לאחר זמן. To be able to repeat the point, to repeat the teaching sometime later, לאחר זמן, שיקבלו שכר לימוד, so that they would be able to receive שכר לימוד. So therefore they don't, because 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, they can't actually repeat what they learned. It hasn't sunk in. They haven't truly understood it. Mimele, what they'll receive is agra de figure, they'll receive the reward of walking to the shiur. Tragic. Says the author, Hari Limud Nika. So we see over here what's called Limud. Im le'achar zman yicholim lechazor al ha'shmu'ah she'shamu ulamdu. If after some time the individual can repeat the teaching, it's actually sunk in and absorbed and he knows it, so he can repeat it, that's called Limud. So that's one way of preparing to be an individual, not Stam Adam, not to delude oneself to think that one is understood when one is not. The second topic, Belimud Ushmi'as Musar. When it comes to learning, to hearing Musar, Kosav Ben Yoina, Behadoma Hilel Azaken, on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the statement of Hillel, Im Ein Anili Mili, Ben Yoina writes in Sha'arei Teshuvah, Im Ha'adam Li'orer Nafshei, if a person doesn't awaken himself, Ma Yo'ilu HaMusarim. What point is there? What benefit is there in all the Musar? The author explains, Efshar Likro Harbe Sifrei Musar Bimheirus. A person can read, can become a Boki in Sifrei Musar. He can read, he just rush through the Sfarim and read it. Vechim'at Ein Bazeh Toelet. It has almost no benefit. Rak Im Adam Me'orer Nafshoi B'ma She'Lomed. It's only if a person awakens his soul. That's the words of Rabbeinu Yonah there. Im Adam Le'orer Nafshoi. If he awakens himself B'ma She'Lomed, Le'akel HaDevarim Heitev, to digest the words properly. To then ascertain, in what way is it shaykh to me? Am I shaykh to these words? And if he finds that he's actually far from these words of Musa that he's learning, well, why is it that I'm so far? Is it within my means at the moment to bring these words near to me? If so, how so? Or if I should still be oisek in preparations, in prerequisites for that inyan. That's how a person becomes unique, individual, as opposed to a stam adam, in the context of musar. Bechina la'adam, im yesh b'mashim yichudiyus hisha'asha b'gdus. This is a point that the author has made many times before. This is a test for a person. If a person wants to find out if he has something of uniqueness, a good test for this is some time, a period of solitude. Listam Adam, what you call before the Stam Adam, the member of the herd, Mesha'amem Kishu Levant, he becomes bored when he's alone. Yachid Bo'ilamo, as opposed to a real, unique individual, Sameach Kishu Yachol Yes Sha'im Etzmo, he rejoices when he can spend a period just by himself. The Mishnah became a whisper, Gimel Hanei'or Balayla, a person who happens to be awake at night, Vamelech Badech Yechidi, who is traveling alone, Umfanei Liboy Levatala, and it just allows his heart to be idle, empty, Harezem Ischayev Benafshi. It's not a good thing. Halo Isha'akozesi Eisratzoin, such a period is Eisratzoin. It's a time of goodwill. Ve'echum Mefaneaz Liboy Levatala, how can he waste the time and let his heart just be empty? This proves that he has no dealings with himself. He cannot be described as a person who is olam malei. I made a note for myself to look at Chelek Aleph over here, the first volume of Aleishu, page Kuf Tzadites and onwards, where he discusses olam malei. Here the author makes a point which is again crushing in its profundity. Zoi hatzara hagedolah shebnei yeshivos. This point is the great problem. This is the Achilles heel of Bnei Yeshivos. Hamischanchim shanim rabbeis b'fnim yas, because they spend many years in dormitories in Yeshivos. V'shamim nimtzaim tamid b'socher rabim. They find themselves always among the masses. Bli rega echad shel bidus. Very difficult then to achieve a measure of solitude. Uvazem alulim le'abed legamre is a yichudiyus shelem. They are vulnerable to totally lose their uniqueness. To totally forget the ideal of developing into an independent human being. Says the author, very strong words. How wretched it is, how awful it is to see Bnei Terah, precious Bnei Terah, She'ein lahem shum nekuda yichudis. There's nothing unique about them. They're just like cut off the mold. They're just like any other bachur yeshiva. The same hat, the same suit, the same speech, the same mannerisms, the same... Exactly, the, no uniqueness. Mamash b'nei adam she'ein lahem historia. This is a fascinating phrase. People without history. So if you cut him off the production line. Achirim hisvu lahem kol malach hayim. Other people have set out for them the entire course of their lives. There's nothing unique about them. Hashem yishmerenu mimalachim kazim. Hashem guard us from such a process of life. Adkan.